Rishus, Rishay Yeshiva, Rabbi Talbis, our deans, and of course, our incredible students. Every year, as Rabbi Talbis mentioned, we have this tradition to deliver the memorial shiur in memory of Yeshiva's namesake, the Gadol Hador, Rabbi Yitzchak Vachanan Spector, and in memory of Rabbi Dr. Samuel Belkin, the second president of Yeshiva University, who was a visionary leader who substantively grew YU as both a world-class yeshiva and a world-class university, and whose work we greatly benefit from today. The Torah teaches us that the stories of the Jewish past are not simply history, but memory. They are a part of who we are, our very identity. This is true for us as individuals and as a yeshiva, and it's my privilege to, in some small way, as Dr. Belkin's successor, to tend to the garden that others have sowed long before me, and to participate personally in this act of memory by honoring their legacies and our yeshiva. A couple of days ago, we were all in this room singing and dancing with Lewis Hart, the miracle story, celebrating the emotional events of his rescue. You know, when I was standing with him before the event started, I asked Lewis what he was thinking during his 129 days in captivity. Days in which he walked through miles of underground tunnels and was jailed in the homes of terrorists. How do you get through such a dark period? And he said that for him, the secret was positivity. He kept a vision of a future for freedom. He never lost hope. And then there was a miracle, and Hashem saved him. This year, more than other years, it seemed appropriate to devote the topic of this year to that of Mara. As our lives individually and collectively are filled with difficult, painful, and bitter experiences and challenges, what does the tradition teach us about Mara that could bring timeless messages about how to internalize, contextualize, and contend with bitterness when it appears in our lives? So to get there, I wanted to start with a question related to the Masechet that we're learning now, and open with a question related to Hilchos Brachos. So if you look at your source sheets, here we have the source sheets, you'll see the Haggadah, or the middle of the Haggadah. As we know, after we finish the Maggid section and we do Raksa, where are the source sheets? Are there source sheets for everybody? Up in the middle, the people upstairs have? No? Nobody upstairs? We get the fine people upstairs. See, when Dr. Belkin's time, there's no second floor of the base masters. So we didn't know he went upstairs. Okay, he's coming. He's coming. Okay, seeing hands now. Okay, we'll definitely be able to follow along. Anybody else missing on the first floor? First floor, we have some at the on the Bima. Yes. Okay. Good. So if you look, it's Motzi Matzah. We say Baruch Hashem Alkeinu Malchah Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Baruch Hashem Alkeinu Malchah Mashiach Hashem Tzitzvanu Alchilas Matzah. We then get to the Mara and we say Baruch Hashem Alkeinu Malchah Mashiach Hashem Tzitzvanu Alchilas Mara. And then we get to the Korach, and we say Zeicher LeMikdash Nehillel, as we'll talk about in a couple minutes. What seems to be missing? What seems to be missing in these brachot? What seems missing? Yes. Bar Pri Adama. Whatever happened to Bar Pri Adama? I mean, we expect that before you eat the mar, which is a vegetable, you would say a bari priyadama. Now we know there once, early on Hashem moves the Barei Pri Adama, and that's what some people say is the answer. And the Karpas, the first Barei Pri Adama that you say maybe goes on the bar as well. Tosfos suggests a different answer. If you look at source number two, Tosfos says, and near the answer of the Barei Pri Adama, even though you're not Yosef from the bracha of Adama that you made on the Karpas before because it's too much of a hefsik, that it's not, the reason why we don't say Barei Pri Adama on Mar is not because you're Yotzei from the earlier Barei Pri Adama, but actually it's consumed under the Berkas HaMotzi. How could it be under the Berkas HaMotzi? Because we have a category, Dvarim HaBam B'Tol HaSuda Machmas HaSuda. Food that you eat in the Suda because of the Suda, the motzi, it can be used for the bracha rishon. And there's a big question, what type of food is it that we're talking about? How extensive is that? Is it just dips for the bread? Is it the ikar of the suda, of the basar, and the dagi? It's a general question, I'm sure you've been working on it at some point this year, about what fits under dvarim haba mitoch suda matmas hasuda. Here, what Tosfos says is that Yerakos, vegetables, would fit under that. Why? Because vegetables are Gurin Halek. They whet your appetite, they cause you to want to eat more. So they're part of the Suda, and therefore, Berkas HaMotzi, either as a bracha on bread or a bracha Kali on the Suda, however, one analyzes Berkas HaMotzi. So this fits in Berkas HaMotzi. That is one answer. Look at source number three. Tosfos in the Gemara Brachos gives a different answer. Look at the top of page two. Tosfos says, "Ulahai taima by the bowl. Ulahai taima nicha mashanu mevarkin bepesach ala chazeres ala kilas mara levad. Sha'oma machin. The world asks, Amai im mevarkin nami bari pri adama." Why, when it gets to Mar, are we not saying Barei Pri Adama? The world is asking. Barei Pri Adama, the Shaira, because ain't no poetry to the Rina Hassam, even the Ika Haggadah of Aalol Asaf Taite. You can't be Yotzei with the Adama from before because of the Hesed Hadas, the long gap in between. Alabada, and this is what's Ki Taima Habe, even the Rachmana Kabe Chova. Why is this considered Dvarma Ba Matmas HaSuda? Not because Yerakos in general are considered things that would come Matmas HaSuda. No, generally Yerakos, you'd have to make a separate bracha. But specifically this Mar. Why this Mar? Since what Tosfos says, the Rachmana Kave, who's Rachmana? Who's Rachmana? Only one Rachmana. Okay, since the merciful one was Kovea Chova, as it says in the Pasuk of Matzah Mar Miflu, so this is considered something that needs to be part of the Suda, and it's Dvar Rabba Machmas HaSuda, and therefore you don't need Barei Pri Adama, you're Yotzei with the Hamotzi. Now, let me ask you, does this seem obvious to you, or is this any questions you have on this? Yeah.
What's the connection between, generally speaking, the Yehovah and how to make the Suda?
Yes, that. What's the connection? Excellent. About generally being Chova and being part of the Suda. What's the connection? So the Chmano is Chovea Chova. Why would that make this part of the Suda? Excellent. And there's another, just a variance of that, specifically in this case. Tosfia.
If the parod is dependent on the Korban Pesach, but the Korban Pesach isn't around anymore, so it shouldn't, it's only the Rabbanan.
So Mar today, which we're seeing in a second, is only the Rabbanan. Tosfos certainly knows this. Why, if Tosfos is going to say that there's a chiyuv eat it, it's the chiyuv d'rabbanan to eat it. Why is Tosos going back to the fact that Hashem was kovei the chova masorim, even though that chova actually is in shayach today? Because we are doing it in the rabbanan. So how does it even make sense as the reason that this is considered dvarim haba machmas asur? So I want to develop this because I think in the first answer is an issue of halachic brachos, but in this answer, I think rests not just the secret of Mar, but an essential truth about the Pesach Seder as a whole. So let's start by analyzing the nature of Mar. We know that there are two psukim in the Torah that Mar is mentioned, both in the context, of course, of Karban Pesach. What are the psukim? So in Shmos, when Pesach was introduced, Va'achlu es habasar v'layla hazeh, Sli eishu matos amar miyokru. And you should eat meat on this night, roasted, matzah and mar, it should be eaten. What is the it that should be eaten? The carbon pesach, it's in singular. It should be eaten. What should be eaten? The carbon pesach that's roasted with the matzah and the mar. That is the pasuk that first introduces mar and when we introduce pesach. In Bamidbar, when those who could not bring the pesach rishon came to complain to Moshe, so they made a concept of Pesach Sheni, Bechodesh Sheni, Bar Bar Siyom Ben Arbayim Yasu Oso, Al Matzas Umorim Yochlu. That they did it, and they ate it with matzah and mar. So on both these psukim, mar is in the context of Karban Pesach. Okay, and we see the connection with matzah, which we'll talk about. From the connection of Karban Pesach, we look at the Gemara in source number 6. The Gemara in Sachem says, Amar Rava, Matzah b'zman hazeh d'raisa, umara d'raba. That matzah today is a chi of d'raisa, when we eat matzah today, the mitzvah min haTorah, the mara is only a chi of d'raba. Shouldn't say only, mara is a chi of d'raba. Umayishna mara, the chi of al-matzah sumarin. What's the Gemara asks? What's the difference of Mar? Why should Mar be different than Matzah? In Mar, it says in the pasuk, "Matzah Mar, Bizman Dika Pesachish Mar, Bizman Dileka Pesach Lekamar." As you said earlier, if Mar is tied to Karban Pesach, so at the time when there's a Karban Pesach, then you have Mar. The time is not a Karban Pesach, you don't have Mar. Matzah Nami, Aksiva Matzah Mar. Matzah also is tied to Karban Pesach. Shouldn't the same truth apply to matzah? Shouldn't matzah today no longer be from the Torah because it's fundamentally tied to Karban Pesach? The Gemara answers, Mahada on the Beit Krah. When it comes to matzah, there's another pasuk. Be'er tofu matzah. In the evening, you eat matzah. And that other pasuk is Megale, that when it comes to matzah, there's still a chiyuv b'zman hazeh. Even if there's no Karban Pesach, there's still an independent chiyuv, perhaps an independent mitzvah, of matzah that is separate from Karban Pesach. So from here, we see the inherent connection between Mar and Karban Pesach, different from matzah. The Rambam, if we look at source number 7, continuing this line of thought, says that there's a mitzvah that say, le'achol basar ha-pesach im matzah u'mar. There's a mitzvah that say to eat the meat of the Pesach with matzah and mar. He should tivanu le'achol kevesa pesach well to misha subinisa. The Tanav and his term, that we're commanded to eat from the lamb of Pesach on the 15th night, and with these conditions. Who she had sleeve is shokha v'aisechad, shokha in matzah marim, who amru also is a basubah that see is a matzah marim yokhu. Perhaps somebody is going to ask the question. By Yomer and say, Lama timna achilas pesach matzah mar mitzvah achas. Velo timna osam shalosh mitzvah. Why am I listing this all three of them as one mitzvah? Why would I not differentiate and have three separate mitzvahs? V'shitiyeh achilas matzah mitzvah. Va'achilas mar mitzvah, va'achilas pesach mitzvah, three separate mitzvahs. Why, when I count the mitzvahs, the minyan mitzvahs, am I saying that I'm putting it in one, and I'm not saying there's three pesach matzah, or pesach mar and matzah? Hashivenu, I'll answer. Although matzah is a mitzvah in itself, as I'll explain later, when it comes to Mar, Mar is actually not an independent mitzvah. Mar is tied to fundamentally carbon Pesach. It doesn't exist on its own, and therefore it doesn't have an independent mitzvah. What does it mean it doesn't exist on its own? Turn the page to 3. Variety of davar. That the Pesach has eaten to fulfill a mitzvah, whether there's mar or there's not. When it comes to mar, if there's a carbon Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat mar. If there's no carbon Pesach, there is no mitzvah to eat mar. Mar is relevant. And the Rambam proves it from a mechilta. Just read it very carefully. The Lashon mechilta. Tzli eishu matzah samar miyoku. Magid sha Pesach tzli matzah mar kolomar. Sha mitzvah yikibot eilach. The mitzvah of Pesach is to do it all in this way. Roast it with matzah and mar. B'sham amru. If there was no matzah and mara, how do I know that you're still yotze if you eat the meat of Pesach? Because it says yofu. You can even eat the meat alone. Maybe you would think that if you don't have Pesach, you still could be yotze your chi of a matzah and mara. Hurry up to done. Oh, Pesach mitzvah say, a matzah and mara mitzvah say, maybe I would say such a thing. Tamalomar Yochlu teaches us that the mitzvah is only on the Basar Pesach. If there's no Basar Pesach, there is no, he says both Matz and Mar, but of course later on he says Matzah is independent. Varaya Nigla Yisalzei Yashori Shemitah, the Talmud is what we read before, Ruh Amram. Mar bisman zed the rabbanim in the Torah ain chol lechol b'fnei atzmo. Rumnam yochol im baser ha'es. And that's a raya that mar is varm and a gram achar mitzvah, and it's achila is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay, does everybody agree? Is that clear? Is that obvious? Mar is just a requirement of how you eat Karban Pesach. It doesn't have any mitzvah of itself, doesn't any status in of itself. If you have mar without pesach, no need to eat it. Simple. Okay. Is that clear? Any questions on that? Everybody's happy with that? We're happy with that. Okay, but it's a problem. A little problem, Rama. First of all, the mechilta that he quotes is not like the gears of our mechilta that we have. So if we look at source number 8, the mechilta that we have says, Tzliei shumatzu tamar, magid ha-kasu, shem mitzvah ha-pesach tzliei shumatzu mar, minayin ha-ta-omer, shem ein le-matzu mar, en yotze ha-chamas ha-pesach, tam lomer yochlu, ein yel bizman, shem le-matzu mar, en yotze ha-chamas ha-pesach, yochol kach, en ein le-pesach, yotze nidei chamas ha-matzu mar, or yad zedan. Ho, ha-pesach mitzvah ha-say, o matzu mar mitzvah ha-say, our mitzvah is the opposite. Just like you would eat Pesach, even if you didn't have matzah mar, so too you'd eat matzah mar if you didn't have Pesach. Very interestingly, Rav Chaim Heller, the Rosh Hashiva, the distinguished Rosh Hashiva here, he wrote a translation and Perish on the Rambam's Sefer on his foot, he quotes this Mechilta. He said the Rambam had a version of Mechilta, that we have a different version of Mechilta, and our version of Mechilta seems very much against what the Rambam is saying. Now, I checked if the Rambam's version was in the Chulta de Rashbi, because the Rambam often, as Rav Kasher writes, uses a different mechilta than what the mechilta of Rabbi Yishmael, but I did not find in the mechilta of Rashi. It seems like the Rambam had a different girsa of the mechilta. But it's not just an issue of the mechilta. Go back to the Gemara. If you go back to the Gemara in source number, go back to the second page, in source number 6, the Gemara says, after he finished with Rava, go on the third line. Rabbi Yaakov argues on Rava and says it's not that matzah deraisa and mara is rabbana. He said echatza ve'echatza derabbana, that both matzah and mara are derabbana. Aye, but Rava quoted the pasuk ve'erachokul matzos. Doesn't that teach you an independent mitzvah? Elaksin ve'erachokul matzah. He means bayne letamei b'shaya b'derach rachoka. That's coming to teach you halacha. Somebody who's coming or far away, they could do Pesach Rishon. The Sabbath that Ramina gives the Pesach Olachli Matzu Mar Nami Lo Nechal Kamash Malan. He's okay. What's this halacha? What's he saying? Yeah.
If matzah work together without any problem, if I'm yourself from the Pesach, you individually are still fighting for work.
Yeah, and what's amazing, by the way, here, I love your formulation, by the way, but it's amazing that this is from a Pesach Sheni. No, actually, let's say it's from a Pesach. Let's say it's saying the first one, the Heretel Kumas. Yeah, you're right. So the Am Yisrael is bringing Karim Pesach, let's say it that way. It's a good formulation. So then, every individual, even if they're not eating, but the see is the Karim Pesach is not in front of them, still, they eat matzah and mar. And it's not just Rav Acha, Rav agrees with that. Rav Acha, he says, yeah, it's true, and it's no different than Arlo ben Echa. We have a limud by Arlo ben Echa, Titania, call Arlo yochalbo, somebody without a mila, not able to eat the carbon pesach, and the limud is bo, he's not able to eat the carbon pesach, bo in ocha. So everybody agrees, Rava and Rabatha agree, that actually, even if you don't eat the carbon pesach, still, you need to eat matzah and mar. Which flies in the face of the position of the Rama. So we are not the first to notice this, but actually, Rambam had when he was alive and afterwards, had a number of detractors. One of those detractors was Daniel HaBavli, who lived in Damascus, and he was a student of Shmuel Ben Eli, who was really a detractor of the Rambam. And he wrote a commentary, questions, that he challenged the halachos of the Rambam, and he wrote it to Rav Avraham ben Rambam. He wrote it to the Rambam's son. So we have, he lived in the 13th century, and we have the questions and the challenges that he put to Rav Avraham ben Rambam, and Rav Avraham ben Rambam's answers to defend his father. One of the questions is on this. If you look at source number 7, Daniel Bavli writes, "Mizeh yisbar, kizeh shama, bizman di'ika pesach." When Rava says that the time that there's a Pesach, you're chayim and mar, and the time there's no Pesach, you're not chayim and mar. Lo kivein mitzias achilas Pesach. He didn't mean that you needed physically the actual carbon Pesach. Unam kivein b'zeh habayis, asher uzman rovi with carbon Pesach. He meant that it needed to be in the tzkufas habayis, it needed to be at the time of the Beis Hamikdash when you could possibly bring the carbon. That's when you're chayav in matzamar. Umeshum hayot arlo b'necha b'tame. Mishahayim b'derech hakoka chayav in b'achilus mar. Avgad l'loka achlei pesach. Shema mina mar mitzvah b'tnei atzmo. V'lo tzitzvatel b'meniya sasiyas ha-pesach alo shalo b'tnei abayit. Ki adiyot mi b'erem tofu matzos ha-miyotel l'chayav ala matzah b'yul shalo b'zman ha-pesach. What's going on? That the pshat of the Gemara And the mechilta that we have, our girsa, is not like the Rambam. Now, what's the pshat of the Gemara? That actually, only at a time that's not rowing to bring Karban Pesach, meaning not in the time of Beis Hamikdash, that's when Mar is Rabbah. But if you were living in the time of the Beis Hamikdash and you did not bring a Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah midaraisa. As we saw from the Mechilta, there's a mitzvah midaraisa. A matzah bar yochlu, then you're supposed to eat matzah and mar. Again, matzah is not sufficient, you eat matzah and mar. The mar is a mitzvah midaraisa, even if it's separate from the metzios, from physically the carbon pesa. And that actually is how most of the minyan mitzvos, the counters of the mitzvos, from Sajigon to the Sefer Yoreim, or from the Lesser Mitzvahs of the 12th century, to the Smag, to the Smag, meaning everyone counts Mar as actually a separate mitzvah. It's still tied to Karban Pesach, but it's tied in a different way. It's not that you actually have to bring the Netzias of the Karban Pesach, but you have to have in the Zman, in the time where you could bring the Karban Pesach. Okay, so that's one aspect of Mar that we'll get back to, which is the link between Mar and Karban Pesach. Either according to Rambam, the Metzias physically is the only thing, or as we'll see, this possibility that it's not the only thing, but even if as long as you live in the time of Karban Pesach, you're chayim the deraisa to eat Mar. That is one fundamental aspect of Mar. I want to get to another one, and then we'll collect them both. The second aspect of Mar is that it's connected to matzah. Matzah and Mar regularly go together. So, for example, we just saw that somebody who's Tameh, or a Choka, or an Arel, what is the limud? That Bo, he doesn't eat the Karpesan, but he eats matzah and Mar. Matzah and Mar is linked together. Where else do you see matzah and Mar linked together? Alone, matzah and Mar. Where else do you see matzah and Mar alone? Say again? Where do you see matzah and mar alone?
Korek.
Great. I want to get back to korek. That's amazing. Thank you. Korek. Fantastic. Where else do you see matzah and mar alone? Where does it appear alone? Say again? Yafet, we got the Ben Kaviyomo Lemor, Bat Morzeb, Asushamid face Mitzrayim. The Shah, Shematsumar, Munachim Lepanecha. The Zeb, Bat Morzeb, implies you're pointing to something. What are you pointing to? So in the Haggadah, the Limud, is you're pointing to Matzah and Mar. The Sipur, the story of the Mitzrayim, is on the Matzah and the Mar, Bat Morzeb. It doesn't add Karban Pesach. It's matzah and mar. Matzah and mar are fundamentally linked together, and we see it in halachot. So, for example, if you look at source number 11, Rashi says, often the Gemara, it says, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no, that nashim, that women are puter from Karban Pesach. Still, they're chayiv in matzah and mar. How do you know they're chayav in matzah and mar? How do you know women are chayav in matzah? It's a mitzvah sheisha zman grama. Why should they be chayav in matzah? What's the limud? Yafet. So because they're in the isra of achilas chametz, anyone b'al tochal chametz in the isra of achilas chametz, you're chayav in matzah. So Shimon says, so the Gemara says, from here we know that women are chayav in matzah and mar. Now, the obvious question is, from here we know that women are chayav in matzah. How do we know women are chayav in mar? So if you look at Rashi. Rashi says in source number 11, by the bolt, the stomach matzah umar bahadi hadadi siv, al matzah sumar yuchu, v'chashem shenashem, v'chiz matzah chobah hakanami b'mar. And if you're chayav in matzah, because matzah and mar are written together, it must be, you're chayav also in mar. That must be. Okay, similarly, There's another, if you look in source number 12, the Gemara asks the question. By Rami Bar Tam, Amal Shiata Adam Yidei Chavasub Marash Maisu Sheni Birushalayim. Can one use, let's say you have a vegetable that's Maisu Sheni, and you're bringing to your Shalayim to eat as Maisu Sheni, are you allowed to use that for Mar on Pesach? Alim Dervi Kivalot Tibay Lachash, Abamatsa Dereis Adap with Mar Zerabanami Bailei, Tibay Alim Dervi Yosei, we can skip that for now. My mamatza deraisa uglonach l'gabu gemar drabananach. Do we say that for my mamatza deraisa he can't be yotze with maaser sheni, but mar drabanan he can? Odilma kol skin drabanan he deraisa tikin. Or no, the rabbanan made it according to Torah, and just like he can use maaser sheni for matzah, he can use it for mar. Amarav, Rava says mistavra matzo gemar. Mistavra, it's logical that matzah and mar are equal. Why is it mistavra that matzah and mar are equal? So Rashi explains. Because hukshu yachad. Because they're compared to each other. If you hate the matzah, yeshala hashem maestro shleini, but a little nothing pay. Ah, mar nami, yeshala hashem maestro shleini, a little nothing pay. That's an amazing halacha. Matzah is a shame. Shmuras matzah, the shame is matzah. Matzah has a chetzah, has a hadara, has a name. So if you're, if it's maaser sheni, it removes the name of matzah. A matzah for lel seder. And matzah is a whole from shimur, from the beginning to the end. Matzah is as its own status, is a whole other shir. But that's clear. I mean, there's so many makoros about matzah. I mean, so it excludes that it's Maaser Sheni. It doesn't, it's not leavened, it had the 18 minutes, but if it's Maaser Sheni, it excludes having the shame matzah. But that there's a shame mar. That if it's Maaser Sheni, and you can't have a shame mar. So Rashi again says, well, if it's true by matzah, it's also going to be true by mar. So there's something about this connection that's clear. With the mar that is fundamentally connected to matzah, such that the way we who's chayav in eating it, what can be considered mar, what we tell the story of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, all of this relates to matzah and mar, and perhaps we can have a diuk actually in the psukim themselves. If you look back in the Pesukim in source number one, you'll note, or source number, not number one, where is it? Source number four and five. You know, there are two formulations of mar in these Pesukim. One formulation is v'aflu et v'basur v'ayla zet tzli eish. How do you read the first blessing, actually? Somebody read that to me. Where would you make that break? Who wants to read? Who wants to take read that plus number four? That'd be Darren. Wow. That is Darren. You read it with the time in. Got that. I love that. It's like the benching, but even better. I mentioned when he benched, when he was led the Zimun and Parsha Zachar, how important it is for us to hear the kol, the inclusive hamarot, because our Beit Midrash is one for everyone. So it's really, thank you, that was special, and also revealing. So why is it revealing? Where did he stop?
After
matzot. So, v'atulas v'asvayaz et tzli eishu matzot. Stop. Al-mor yom yom. So, the reading of the psukim is mar is on the carbon pesach. Not that matzah isn't. Meaning you eat the v'asvayaz tzli eish and the matzot. Together with the mar. It is eaten. Okay, but Mar has some distance between matzah, as opposed to when it's repeated in Bamidbar. There, it's Bachodesh and Barbasar and Yom Ben Arba and Asu or so, Al Matzah Sumar Yoku, Al Matzah Mar Yoku. And actually, in all these sources that you see this Hekesh, the Matzah Mar, they always quote this puzzle, Al Matzah Sumar Yoku. And interesting, the Rambam quotes the other one about Al Mar Yoku. But this is the puzzle to Al Matzah Mar Yoku. And you see, like, there's a different. There's like two different aspects. There's the mar that's tied to the carbon pesach, and there's the mar that's tied to the matzah. This appears very clearly in the grids. If you look at your last sheet in the Kisvei graph and the stencils, so when he talks about Lushitas Rashi, so he clearly differentiates that there are two separate kiyuga. The Anir of the Zed, the Rosh of the Shikasu, the Sarva, the Zmana by its Marav in the Torah, Afal of Pesach. Udak of Zmana Zed, who is the Rabbana? Vinei Lael, Perakol Shah, Boy Rai Bar Kama, and he quotes the Maishu Shani, etc. Or let's go to, you can clear by the bowl a little later, the Shikas Rashi, the Bekra, the Matzu Sumar, Yisru, Trin Chiyuga. Avalchi of Matzu Umar of Pesach, Ubet chi of matzumar ach below pesach rak bizman apesach. There are two separate chiyuvim. There is mar with the pesach b'metzios when you're eating the carbon pesach. That is one mar. But mar exists together with the matzah even when there's no metzios of carbon pesach. But you're in the tkufa, you're in the time period that's raw with the pesach. And the two separate. The two separate dinim, and you see, are two separate aspects. And that's why Mar takes on the identity, in some respects, of the carbon pesach, but in other respects, it takes on the identity of the matzah. Now, this, perhaps, is seen very boldly when it comes to Korach. You know, we have the famous machlokas when it comes to Korach. If you look at source of page 4, look at page 4. So the Gemara says in source 15, the Gemara himself on the cooked dead bug, the Tanya Amar Lavadul, Shayyar Barchin Bevas Achas Va'ofan, Shanemar Al Matzah Sumar Yochu. That's the one he quotes. Amar of Yochan, Chogol of Tamir Vadul, the Tanya Yochan Karchin Bevas Achas Va'ofan Derach Shanofan. They say the opposite. That proves a few zebet me'atzmo, the zebet me'atzmo. But Hillel is korich b'bas achas. What is Hillel korich b'bas achas? That is my question. What was Hillel in the time of the Mikdash korich b'bas achas? What was he korich? What did he wrap? So he wrapped the Pesach and Matzah Mar. And that's how we ate the Karm Pesach. By a show of hands, how many people think, don't be bashful, how many people think that Hillel wrapped the Pesach, Matzah, and Mar? How many people think that? That's how we ate the Karm Pesach. Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. Okay. Interestingly, there are those, and that's what Rav Rishonim would say, but there are those, like the Rambam, who said that's not what he wrapped. What did Hillel wrap? He wrapped only the matzah and the mar. The carbon pesach he actually ate afterwards. Meaning he made a bracha. The bracha that he made was a bracha on achilas matzah and achilas mar. He wrapped it and ate it together. And then afterwards made a bracha on the chagiga. Then afterwards made a bracha on the carbon pesach and ate the carbon pesach. Now you see this actually, if you go back to source number 1 in your Haggadah. If you go back to source number 1, so there are two Gersovs in what you can say when it comes to Korach. There are two different versions. If you notice that in your Haggadah, there's like a little parenthesis. Zegno Mikdash Hillel, Kain Asher Hillel, Kuzman Shvetz Mikdash Hayikayim, Hayikorek, in parentheses, Pesach, Matzu, Marva, Ochel, Yach. And this parentheses is to highlight that there's a Yursa that he did all there, some he just did Matzu, Marva. Rabbi Mori, Rabbi Rosenzweig said to me that he heard from the Rav that the Rav would read both Yursas. Yes? They revoke yourselves. Now the Rav would revoke yourselves, just in case, since there are two different opinions whether the Pesach was included in Hillel's wrath. But you see that the deep connection between, of course, the obvious position of Pesach Matzamar, that's what we always thought, but the deep connection of matzah and mar, not just who eats it when it comes to nashim, not just what can be eaten like mice or sheni, not just what we say on it of sefer yitzis and shrine, but the very way we're eating it is intertwined. And what's amazing, Rabbi Rosenzweig pointed this out to me, is that later on there's a griz that says that. You know, the Mishnah says you have to have a zayis of matzah. So when it comes to korech, you can have a chatzi zayis of matzah and a chatzi zayis of mar. They complete each other. Okay, that the sheer zayis and korech, you have the sheer zayis for the meat, if you assume it's together, but the sheer zayis is a chatzi zayis of matzah and a chatzi zayis of mar. They complete each other. I mean, that is like perhaps the most extreme formulation of this intertwining of matzah and mar. And this is what we see about the two aspects of mar in the sukkah. That on the one hand, Pesach and matzah is together with mar. I mean, that's when there's an metzius of carbon Pesach. And on the other hand, Pesach is together with matzah and mar. And what does that mean? It's together. It means in the tkufa, in the period of Pesach. Not that you actually have to eat the carbon Pesach. When the carbon Pesach can be eaten, then you need the matzah and mar. And what's fascinating, if you think about it, is that mar, in a sense, cannot stand alone. It cannot stand alone. It's either connected to Pesach, or it's connected to matzah. Even in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, you couldn't stand it being alone. In the presence of carbon Pesach, it's a way to eat carbon Pesach. Even without the carbon Pesach, in the tzufa of the carbon Pesach, it's a way to eat matzah. After the korban, there's a third pasuk, be'erev tofu matzos. There's mechayim to continue eating matzah. And even then, the Chazal said, okay, but we need a chiyuv derabanan to eat mar. Like it was like hard to have matzah without mar. And in this context, it makes so much sense because the whole nature of matzah is tied to mar. In fact, the Rambam, when he talks about mar, calls it not the derabanan, he says the divrei sofrim, which has the impression that there could be a chiyuv deras. Meaning the mar is so fundamentally tied to the matzah that if you have the presence of one, you need the presence of the other. Now, going back to the original Tosfot, I think that's the reason why it's matzah. He asked before, from the very beginning, I said, so you have Tosfot says, why don't you need the bar yikri adama? Why don't you need the Bar Yikri Adama? Here, go back to the beginning. It's source number 3. Why don't you need the Bar Yikri Adama when it comes to Mar? And he says, even the Rachmana Kovei Chova. Since Hashem was Kovei Achov, even though that Chov doesn't exist right now, but since Hashem was Kovei Achov, the Chziv Al Matzah Mar Yochlu, having Kmog Ramar Yilav Al Machmasud. You cannot have Matzah without Mar, of course. It's the flip side of matzah. And even though it's Darabanan, the whole point is since Hashem was Kovea, that's the Chol. Al Matzah Shumar Yohu, that the Mar is intertwined with the Matzah, you can't have, it's the Mar Mabah Matzah Suda. It's, of course it's Hamozi. How can it not be Hamozi? That's all part of what you're doing, when you're making Hamozi on the Matzah. And because of this, Rabbi Rosenzweig told me to verify that the Rav was not mafsid from Hamozi till after Korach, and he didn't say the paragraph of Korach until after he finished. No? Okay, listen, we're close. What did he do? He said it before he ate it. Okay? So maybe the Rav said in Shir or some people have the custom. Some rabbi have the custom of not being matzik at all from the hamotzi till after you eat the korek, because it's all part of hamotzi. It's all part of hamotzi, even saying the paragraph of korek afterwards. After you finish eating. But the idea of not being matzik, that it's all tied together. Matzah, mar, korek, it's all tied together because the mar cannot stand alone. The mar cannot stand alone. And this is really the key and one of the key lessons of Pesach. There are three sukkim. There's al mar yochlu, when the actual Pesach. Mar's way of eating the carbon Pesach, matzah, mar, yochlu, even when no carbon Pesach, as long as you're chayav in Pesach, Mar's way of eating matzah, and be'er tofu matzos, when it's not time for the carbon Pesach at all, only the raisa is matzah, still there's a derabanan or a divrei sofrim to eat mar. Mar doesn't stand alone, and it complements the others. And I think that this is an essential lesson for us always, but especially this year. This Pesach night will be different than all other Pesach nights. The Jewish people, since October 7th, have experienced months of Mar. We have lost so many. Too many funerals, too many injuries, and too much bitterness. And therefore, it's especially important for us to understand the context of Mar. Mar serves as a dual purpose. There's a Mar that's eaten with matzah, and there's a Mar that's eaten with carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach is a carbon that exists within the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and outside of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because even before we were free, we brought the first carbon Pesach. It was our commitment to Hashem, surrounded by the idols of Egypt. It was our destined relationship with God that can never be broken, even in Mitzrayim. Choosing Hashem, no matter what surrounds us. It's a covenant sealed in blood with the Maya Chayi. It's about our destination and our destiny. Now, in theory, this covenant can exist even without the mitzvot, the surrounding mitzvot of Pesach. Carbon Pesach is about Muna. It's our collective bridge with Hashem. That's why there's a Hava Mina in the Medrash that a ger who converts would bring a carbon Pesach at the time of the conversion. How can you think that he'd bring it at the time of the conversion? Because carbon Pesach is symbolically how we renew, how we enter our covenant with Hashem. And even though we don't hold like that half, nevertheless, the whole concept of Pesach Sheni highlights how essential carbon Pesach is, even when it's separated from the actual Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the carbon Pesach is Amunah. It's Amunah in Hashem, in the darkest of times, at all places, amidst the idolatry of Mitzrayim, before we were free. This is our brit. This is our covenant. Hashem is our God. This is our purpose. Matzah, however, was based on our way out. It's when we were forged together as a nation. When we did not just become individuals or families connected to Hashem, but also a free people. Now, on the one hand, conceptually, these two steps exist independently. You could have a religion without a people, or you could have a people without a God. But for us, both of these elements are intertwined. It's Ameich Ami, Elokeinich Elokai. There are two steps for Am Yisrael. The first is you enter into the covenant with Hashem, with the Karban Pesach. And then we become, in the Chag HaMatzot and the Chag HaCherut, we become one nation under God. The lesson of the Marr is that Marr applies to both of these aspects. It's a lesson about life and a lesson about Jewish history. And it's important for you to know it now. It's important for you to know what to expect in the rest of your life. And I have to tell you that one cannot go through life without Mar. It's part of the human experience. There's nothing you can do about it. Sadly, Rahman al-Islam, we all suffer setbacks, disappointments, profound challenges, and bitter losses. That's part of life. But placing your Mar in the context of the matzah on the one hand, and the Karban Pesach on the other, provides you great comfort. You know, we just heard on Sunday night from some heroic people. Those that were there and heard Rachel Goldberg Cohen speak about her son and about her life journey, you know, could not help but be so inspired and moved. And what she said is that with all of this painful situation, you can't even imagine your son being in captivity for 6 months and not knowing what the future lies. What she said is that she gained a sense of comfort from the fact that she's standing together with all the Jewish people and that she had incredible faith in Hashem. That how every act, tefillah, of mitzvah that's done in Hirsch's matters to bring him home. The aroma of how to contextualize the deepest of pains within the sense of being part of Am Yisrael and the there'll be unbearable times of loss. But Mar is a part of Pesach and Matzah's reminder that loss does not mean that we are broken. Loss does not mean that we are irretrievably lost from each other. Our relationship with Hashem, even surrounded by Mar, can never be broken. The Mar is eaten along with the Karban Pesach, and our relationship with each other will never be broken. The pieces of Matzah surrounding the Mar reflect the strong ties of the Jewish people. And true redemption is understanding that Mar is part of our lives, but it will not be the end of our story. In fact, it represents opportunity, especially today. Rav Schechter, Moreno Garavim, came up to this bima, I think it was on last Thursday night, and encouraged people to come to the event in support of the hostages. And I saw it on video, and he said, and I generally said, it's important to come, especially today, when we're living in Achris Hayamim. Think about that. What does it mean to live in Achris Hayamim? Now, this is the whole Seder. Right? The Seder begins with slavery in Egypt. We go through the Maggid. Then the Shulchan Aruch, then we start benching, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Kodesh Bayim Rabim, we already start shifting to redemption. We get to Nishmas Kochai, which begins to discuss the Messianic age, Shvoch HaMascha, the retribution of our enemies to our enemies at the end of days, until finally we end with the Shana Haba, Yerushalayim Habluya. The arc of the Seder is not just about Mitzrayim. It speaks of the long expanse of Jewish history. It begins with Mar, but ends with redemption. Mitzrayim is part of our journey, but it's not the end of the story. If the Seder is Jewish history, then if you see it as the arc of Jewish history, what part of the Seder do you think we're up to right now? Avadim Hayinu? Arami Obidavi? We're probably in the second half of the game. We're now closer to the very end of our collective Seder story. Achris Hayamim. And how does that shape your very sense of self? What responsibilities and opportunities do you have living in a tzufa, which at the very least has the potential of being Achris Hayamim? What is that? What are the responsibilities that have to do, that you have to do? What responsibilities do you have to make Aliyah, to move to Israel, and to be part of building the Jewish state and the Kibbutz Goliot that's taking place there? What responsibilities do we have here in the diaspora defending Israel and the Jewish people? What responsibilities do we have not just living Torah, but spreading Torah by our words and examples to everyone with whom we come into contact? And this is where Marer comes in. It disrupts. It causes people to rethink. As difficult as it is, I'm telling you, it opens new avenues up for you. It opens new avenues up for you, and as Avdei Hashem yourself, it's a disruption that forces you to challenge your own assumptions about yourself. What does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? Can we go through possibly this year and be the same person as we were in the past? Could that possibly happen? That we're not checking ourselves? And thinking about how each of us sitting here are better Avdei Hashem after what happens on October 7th. And in addition, it opens new avenues for other people and the way that you can impact the lives of other people by attaching the Marer and showing them how Marer is attached to Matzah and Pesach, how it comes in hand with redemption. We do not want it. We do not ask for it. But when it arrives, we see how you can channel it for your own growth and for the growth of Am Yisrael as a whole. And your relationship with Hashem, the Karban Pesach, and your relationship with Am Yisrael, responsibilities to Am Yisrael represented by the Matzah. Halach Ma'anya, that this is the time we reach out and we think not just about our own impoverished status, but how we spread that and share that with others. And that's the context of Marer. Marer is a part of the journey, but it's not the destination. Our destination is and always remains L'Shana Haba, Yerushalayim HaMiyah. And the opportunity today is that we can bring it home and close the story. 6 months ago, I stood here and said to you, our dear students, that when Israel is at war, we are each called to service. And I am proud to say that over these past 6 months, you have served. A number of you have rejoined Tzal to actually fight in the war. All of you have prayed and learned day and night in the merits of those fallen and taken. You put up posters and put them up again if they were torn down. You organized trips to Israel. You stood at the Nova Festival grounds and visited the families in Tel Aviv whose loved ones are in captivity. You tended to the wounded. You brought comfort to those who lost sons and daughters. We lobbied in Washington, marched in rallies, and brought the leadership of the United States of America onto our campus to make our voices heard. While others may hide their Judaism, you wear it proudly. When others withdraw in the face of anti-Semitism, you fight it. When others shift the focus away from Hamas, you spotlight their evil. While others may shirk Jewish symbols, you tie tzitzit for soldiers and stand together as we proudly fly the Israeli flag on this campus every single day of the year. As Jewish leaders, who are mindful of our responsibilities and opportunities to our society, our Jewish family, as ambassadors of God in this world. You represent the promise of our past and the hope in our future. May Hashem bless you, your families, and all of the Jewish people with a meaningful holiday of freedom, in which all of our hostages are free and all of our soldiers returned home. As we approach this Pesach, let's not just pray for that, but work for that to make sure that there are no empty seats at the table. May we pray that this year we should see the time come soon in which our triumphant songs will shift from a time of great promise to a time of fulfillment. Not just singing L'shana Haba, Yerushalayim HaMiyah, but L'shana Hazot, Yerushalayim HaMiyah. Chag HaShem Sameach to all, and may we see that time come soon.